I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy,
and I love you,
and
you know that I need you too.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio with me, Deborah Wolf. And you can find more from me at deborahwolfonline.com. Or my Facebook site, Camp Good Dog, has some kitten video, which is rare. And I'm kind of regretting putting it up because, you know, my dog photos and dog videos get hundreds of likes and thousands of likes sometimes. And my cat videos are getting 2-3 likes. Poor cats. If you love cats, go to Camp Good Dog on Facebook. Or we just won't bother putting up cat video anymore. It'll be just dogs everywhere. All right, everybody. So we have a new show. And we've got some guests we've had on before. If you were trying to get in and you wanted to get a reading or you wanted to speak with one of our guests earlier, I'm going to give you the numbers right away. 1-888-627-6008. 1-888-627-6008. You can call the show and talk to us. So first up, well, we've got Paris and Tara. Paris Permenter from Dog Tipper and Cat Tipper, and Tara Ventura from, your names happen to rhyme, which is very odd, Tara Ventura from Magical Matrix. And I guess, Paris, let's start with you. What's new in the Dog Tipper, Cat Tipper world today?
Yes, you know, we've been talking a lot about fall getaways for pets, especially for dogs. You know, we know a few people who travel with their cats, but not very many people do take their cats unless they're moving with the cats. But we do know some people who vacation with their cats. But, you know, I think the fall just has everybody wanting to get out and explore, especially with their dogs, and just enjoy some nice long fall walks and fall color. And, you know, that's what we've got planned with our dogs, is a getaway in about 2 weeks just to enjoy the fall weather.
Oh, dogs love the crisp air, rolling about in the leaves, all the smells. It's definitely a doggy thing. I once saw a cat on somebody's head at a huge city party for the Olympics in 2010 in Vancouver. Parade, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. And this cat, totally mellow, on a leash, with a harness, sitting on a guy's head. But not every cat will do that. Most cats would rather stay home. So, Tara from the Magical Matrix, what have you got going on at Magical Matrix that people might want to check out?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm loving doing pet readings. Of course, I do people readings as well. Most people have pets, dogs, cats, and just loving communicating with those they have in their home and then that have crossed over. And I wanted to bring up something too, Deb. I don't know if you all saw on how smart these animals are, but on 60 Minutes, and my husband heard this on the radio, is like, you know, record it, record it, record it. And we did, and we watched it later. But it was about this 86-year-old man who has trained an Australian shepherd. And this Australian shepherd knows like 2,000 words, and it knows the difference between noun and verbs. And, you know, they were going on and on about how smart dogs are, that there's been a lot of investigation and going into like the whales and the dolphins and things like that, which they're very intelligent, but they're saying that dogs are just as, and we just need to learn to communicate with them. So I don't know if you all heard that, but it really
I didn't, but I completely agree. Mm-hmm. I think we test animals with tests that human beings excel at, and then we decide that animals are inferior to us, but we don't test them on the things that we don't even perceive, like ability to detect storms, or, you know, ability to detect illness, ability to detect moods or power, or all kinds of unseen things that we're oblivious to. But, you know, a Doberman can be trained to enter a room with a hostage, a bunch of hostages, and one hostage taker, or two or three. And even without any obvious guns or anything that a human would need, the dog is 100% right. He always kills the right person. He never kills the victim. He goes in alone, and he takes out the leader. That's his job. And he never fails. Like, we can't do that, you know? So it's so amazing. It's so amazing what they can do. But and I think it's time we stopped underestimating them. So I'm glad you brought that up. You know, I was listening to a comedian on a comedy festival out of Winnipeg the other day, and it was so funny. He said, if you're thinking of getting a puppy or a dog, this is how you prepare yourself. He said, first, trash everything in your house. And when you're done doing that, take a baseball bat and just smash it all up. Then walk around your house giving yourself a haircut. Just cut off an inch or two, walk around the house. Now you're ready to own a dog. And I just thought, yeah, he does have a point there. You got to be tolerant of certain things to be a pet owner.
To be a pet owner, right. And another great thing this guy was saying is that, you know, when your pet is looking you in the eyes, like, you know how they do, they look us right in the eyes. That's their way of saying, I love you. And they're just sort of embracing that moment. And that was really great to hear. You know, that
that's an interesting one. You know what? It's different at different levels. When you meet a dog you've never met before who is not trusting, a dog who's maybe been beat up or mistreated, or just a dog who's on alert, maybe he's a very adult, mature dog and he considers his job surveillance. Okay, you're meeting him and you're a stranger. If he looks you in the eye, that's not a friendly sharing the moment, love moment. It's defiance, it's challenge, and you should look away. Yes. But on the other hand, if you've had a dog a long time and that dog trusts you so deeply, he no longer needs to look away, and neither do you. You're so beyond that, and that's where you get that, where they're just looking right through you. Like, they're reading you. They're actually reading your thoughts before you can even say them. It's pretty incredible.
The relationship changes how you can react with your dog, like hugging your dog. You know, it's so dangerous to hug a dog who doesn't know you, but sometimes, you know, your own dog, they'll lean into you. You know, one of ours is a hugger and one is not. You know, it's so funny.
And it is difficult, Paris. I'm glad you bring that up, because there's a lot of kids out there. You know, sometimes us adults, we can tell when a stranger's dog wants us to pet him on the head, or we can tell when a stranger's dog is leaning into us that we can sort of reach over and give it a scratch on the rump. We know these things. But a kid will misread those things. He'll see the wagging, agitated, intense tail of a dog that doesn't want to be pet and see it as a friendly gesture and reach over and get bit. So I think it's really important for people to watch who's watching you. When you make, you know, little invitations to dogs, when you pet a dog, you do a little cheat, you pet a dog, you didn't ask permission, right? But you could tell the whole dog's body language was saying, pet me, pet me, pet me. Okay, so you petted it outside the supermarket. You're sort of counting on the fact that hopefully an aggressive dog wouldn't be tied there in the first place. And this dog's giving you all the body language of, hello, I want to be pet. But watch that no children are watching, especially your own children, because they'll copy you and they'll get it wrong. And the most common person to get bit in the world is a boy between the age of 8 and 12. It's not a robber, it's not a criminal, it's not a rapist. It's a little boy. Okay, so we don't want that happening. Ooh, we only have 30 seconds left. We will definitely come back with Paris and Tara. And if you want a reading or you want to talk to us about something, maybe a pet problem, 1-888-627-6008 on All Paws Pet Talk, Smart Animal Talk. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
And anytime you're near, I love
you. Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health, and just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy, and the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. At clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet. all-natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting, and very safe to use, even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And, there's so much in the news I want to comment on. One thing today, I don't know if you ladies heard about this. Did you hear about what happened in Madrid, Tara, and Paris? Oh, I can't hear you guys. Well, I'm going to keep talking, and I'm going to let them know. Just going to talk to the audience then. So what happened in Madrid was there was a huge, huge protest because a nurse who was treating someone who was infected with Ebola in Africa, came down with it and died. But her dog was killed. He wasn't tested. It wasn't confirmed whether he was infected or not. He was just killed. And people went nuts. So I hope I can hear you all. Can I hear you, Paris and Tara?
Yeah,
are you there?
I can hear you. Yes.
Did you hear about this?
Yes, very sad.
You know, it bothers me that they didn't test the dog. You know, for a variety of reasons. If the dog was in fact infected, well, he could be used. He's going to die anyway. And if not, you know, for a massive intervention, he could definitely help in the cause of trying to figure out what works and what doesn't work. So that's one thing. Another thing is, if he isn't infected and he had direct contact with her, then what's going on there? Maybe he's immune. Maybe something in his vaccine history. I mean, they didn't even look at it. They didn't get the information they could have got out of this whole thing. And they were just so quick to kill him. Like his life didn't matter at all, which it really bothered me. What did you think?
I thought the same thing. It was a very fast turnaround there, you know, from the time they realized that he could be a carrier till the time they euthanized him. It was a very short time. I mean, I want to say 24 hours or something. I know there were protests going on, but they weren't successful. And it was very sad. And like you said, a big lost opportunity for information there.
Yeah, it really was. And I've been watching them do this where they fly people back. And I don't understand that. Why are you now, transporting this disease to every continent? It just makes no sense how they're dealing with this. But this just really, really upset me. Something else that upset me, not nearly as much, just mildly. So I'll ask you guys what you think about this one. There was a little news bit on television about the sharing economy and how people are sharing cars and all kinds of things. And now, okay, so they're going to share pets. They're going to share, you can put your little lap dog up and someone else will come adopt it for the day. And I do not like this idea. What do you guys think about this? What do you think, Paris?
I don't like it. I don't like it. Because then that dog, or pet, I guess, needs to acclimate to who knows who. I mean, who is the one, who are the people that are adopting, right? I think our pets get really used to us. My dog, I'm telling you right now, would not want to be adopted out for a day. Sorry, that's just not my cup of tea. But, you know.
See, now are dogs, though, that are so athletic. They would go with anyone. They're just like, whoever's going running, I'm with them. You know, or whoever's playing Frisbee, I'm with him. But I would worry that the person wouldn't take proper care. What happens if the dog gets into a car accident or overdoes it and has a heart attack or scrapes his paws bare? Like, what? How do I know they know what they're doing and what he did yesterday and the day before? And, you know, this, that kind of thing. The care is what I would worry about. What do you think, Paris?
I think so, too. I mean, I can't imagine turning over one of my pets to a stranger, you know, even if it's just for a few hours or for a day. That seems very frightening. And then besides, you know, the training and care, what about from an insurance point of view? That seems like a whole can of worms that there would be no good solution for. You know, what if your dog, someone should say your dog bit them while they're out with this other person? You know, maybe they did, maybe they didn't. You know, it seems like you'd be leaving yourself open for just an insurance nightmare, it seems like.
Right. Even just, you know, he killed my cat, or he chased my, exactly. caused a car accident chasing a squirrel, or so many things a dog could do wrong when he's with somebody else. I get you there, but also it's the people. I don't know. I don't think I'd be lending my dogs out, not to people I didn't know. Well, we've managed to get a hold of Tom Palladino. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you so much for the invitation, Deborah. Thank you.
Well, it's good having you on Smart Animal Talk on All Paws Pet Talk Radio. And I want to ask you if you could just briefly educate our audience a little bit. What kind of energy are you working with? I know you do healing energy, and I'm even hesitant. I've read your bio and read your materials, but I'm even hesitant to pronounce it. Is it scalar energy?
Yes, it's scalar energy. It's very simple, yes. I do work with scalar energy. I work with both people as well as animals. Everybody practically in the world already understands what scalar energy is. Some people might call that chi or prana. Some people might call that life force energy or the energy of the universe. I do work with scalar energy. All of those terms are synonymous. And it's different. It's not electricity. It's a different energy than that of electricity. And again, I've been using that quite effectively with both people as well as animals.
Is this something you can feel in your hand, or if I put my hand against your hand, would I feel it coming from you?
I think many people feel scalar energy when they can transmit it from person to person. We're all familiar with faith healers, you know, people that can actually place their hands on you and heal you with healing hands. Well, that's the property, that is the animating principle of scalar energy. And indeed, that's the exact energy that I use.
When I was reading your materials, it just seemed so amazing how many things you were treating. You know, Hep C surprised me. Herpes surprised me. I thought these things, once you had them, you were stuck with them.
That's not the case with scalar energy. Scalar energy allows me to, if you will, control or manipulate physical matter. I've devised a technique using my scalar energy instruments in which I'm able to break apart germs such as hepatitis virus or herpes virus, all types of viruses and bacteria. So that really is the prominent work that I'm accomplishing at the present moment. I'm able to work with both people and animals, and I'm able to rid them. I'm able to disassemble the germs that infect those animals and subsequently return them to sound health. So in principle, scalar energy is the energy of the universe. The stars of the universe are constantly broadcasting scalar energy. So hence, I'm working with a natural, a clean energy of the universe. And I've devised instruments to control that energy. I have a number of scalar energy instruments in which I can harness that energy of the stars. Well, again, scalar energy is different from that of electricity. So I've developed techniques whereby with scalar energy, I'm able to improve human health as well as the health of animals. In particular, I've developed a technique whereby I can break apart germs. And the way that works, by way of an analogy, many of you are familiar that some people, some vocalists can sing and shatter glass with their voice. Well, that's known as the law of resonance. And in many ways, I apply the law of resonance to my treatments with people as well as animals. I use the same harmonic, if you will, of a germ, and I broadcast that harmonic back into a person. And hence the reverse phase angle, the reverse harmonic, if you will, of a germ, allows me to shatter, allows me to break apart a germ. Now, I've been doing this routinely for the past 20, 25 years. I've perfected this technique to the point that I'm offering it now to the general public. I see a great need to incorporate this line of work, this treatment modality that I've developed.
And anytime you're near, I love you.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
It's my contention that Skeeler Energy will open the door to be the means whereby mankind can address all types of pathogenic infections. So, in summation, all types of bacterial, fungal, viral, protozoan infections are now within our reach. We are able with Skeeler Energy to direct this energy into a person or into an animal. And in so doing, this energy will, in a painless fashion, in a rather consummate fashion, will break apart that germ in the person or in the animal. All of that leads me to conclude, and by way of observation for the past 20, 25 years, that is the essence of addressing pathogenic disease. I go directly to the problem. The underlying cause is the germ itself. And if I reduce that germ into smaller components, such as elements, building block components of elements, such as carbon and oxygen, well, in essence, we've eradicated the germ. The germ no longer exists. We've broken apart the germ. The germ now is in the benign in a harmless form, such as elements. And with that, we have the ability to alleviate suffering. And in many ways, we can not only alleviate suffering, but in some cases, we can prevent death. So this is the great promise that I see with Skeeler Energy. It allows us to control nature. And in particular, I am using Skeeler Energy to control what? To control germs, pathogens. So, in a nutshell, this opens the door for mankind to realize the cure for all pathogenic disease. We're able to cure disease around the world by way of this life force energy. This energy will allow us to have mastery over germs. It's quite promising, quite profound.
Well, I'm wondering, Tara, would you like to comment on that?
It's interesting, Tom, because I have studied a lot of the quantum energy zero-point field where all possibilities can happen. In fact, I do energy work with people. I've studied the matrix and all of that. So I totally get where you're coming from. And in fact, yesterday when I was listening to another interview that you had done, my dog who has arthritis problems, and in fact it's gotten pretty severe in the last month, we're trying everything, I kind of got this feeling she was sleeping beside me while I was listening to you, and she started making these noises while she was sleeping, and I intuitively got this hit that she was being healed by what you were saying. And no kidding, last night she did a couple of things that she hasn't done in months. So I don't know if it's the new medicine or if it was listening to you, but I, you know, totally get where you're coming from and really appreciate the Skeeler Energy and what all that has to do, what that can do for humankind.
It's hard it's hard for people to understand how a healer can heal someone that's not in the same room at the same time. And I kind of have trouble with that, too. And maybe, Tom, you could help us understand that a little bit?
Sure. I do treat people remotely. People do not have to be in my laboratory in order to be effectively treated by Scalar Energy. And before we get into that, let's first look at the nature of energy. Energy is everywhere. We're surrounded by energy, and all we have to do is tap into that energy. All we have to do is utilize to understand that energy and then to capitalize upon that energy. Well, I do the same thing with Scalar Energy. Scalar Energy is everywhere, and I simply tap into that source of energy. It's a matrix, if you will, and I'm able to treat anybody with Scalar Energy in the world. And the way I do that is quite profound. Now, remember, I'm not working with electricity. I'm working with Scalar Energy. Well, Scalar Energy allows me to treat somebody by way of their photograph. So I simply take a photograph of a person, and that photograph is a source of light. A photograph represents that person. Everybody has a light code. Everybody has a light harmonic. It's similar to that of your DNA. It's similar to that of your fingerprint. So when I secure a photograph of a person, I have that person's personality, if you will, their light code, or I could call it their harmonic. There's intelligence on every photograph.
Does it have to be a recent, or is this something that's timeless? Any time, it could be a person in their 20s, 30s, 40s?
It's timeless, to use your word.
Okay.
And the beauty about that is Scalar Energy is always in the present moment. So if we're always in the present moment, there's no past and there's no future. There's only the present moment. So it really is an internal state. It's the steady state. So in a nutshell, a photograph allows me to access a person just as if two cell phones would communicate and speak with one another. Well, I do that too. I can communicate with people by way of my Scalar Energy instrument. And all I need is a photograph, and as you said very adroitly, I don't need to have a current photograph because your photograph is always you, just like your DNA. Your DNA is always with you. Just as your photograph represents you for life, your DNA is with you for life. That's the beauty of this treatment.
This is really interesting to me, the photograph bit, because I'm often asked to figure out a dog problem without meeting a dog. And recently, in the last year or two, people are sending clips, but they used to just send photographs. And I would often be able to tell. I just get an immediate idea or image as soon as I looked at the dog, like, oh, he needs more exercise, or there's a dog who's frustrated, or there's a dog who's unhappy, or, you know, suffering loss. Like, you could just tell what something was coming out of the picture. But it's hard for me to imagine, you know, you looking at my photograph and without me even telling you what's bothering me. How does this work? You just... What do you do? What's your process?
Excellent question. Well, Scalar Energy is an intelligent energy. It's much smarter than me. I frankly believe Scalar Energy is directly from God. So we're working with a divine energy, an energy that's way beyond human comprehension. Well, I've developed a technique whereby I can actually place a photograph of a germ inside my instrument, my Scalar instrument, and then my instrument would broadcast that energy into a person. So how do I eradicate a germ? Well, I simply take a photograph of the germ, place it next to somebody's photograph inside my instrument, and with that, the energy, the intelligence of the germ is now broadcast into a person, serving as the input to break apart that germ. Again, I use the analogy of somebody, a vocalist, a singer who can shatter glass with her voice. Well, you simply have to sing the correct resonating frequency in order to shatter glass. Well, I do the same thing with germs. I simply place inside my instrument the correct harmonic of the germ in order to break apart that germ.
Okay, everyone, stay tuned. Tom is going to explain how the process works. We've got to go to a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo lick it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it.
Hello, you're back on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I'm going to interrupt the intro because I had to interrupt Tom. Sorry about that, Tom. We're back, and okay, so an image of a disease gets put into an instrument. I'm not sure if that's a device or a mental instrument. And what if you don't know what the disease looks like? I'm not really sure how this is working, but I'm trying to follow along. I bet Paris, are you trying to follow along too, Paris?
I am. It's very interesting and very different, you know. I know so many people are facing, you know, dog diseases that they're, I guess, really interested in just something different because maybe they don't have hope in other areas, traditional areas.
Well, and sure, he's had so much success with things like all kinds of skin issues, as well as what I mentioned, herpes and hep C, which you think are incurable. So I'd love to hear how this works, Tom, if you could continue to help us understand a little bit.
Sure, it's very simple. Let me isolate a bacterium. Let's call it Streptococcus. Streptococcus is everywhere. Both people and animals suffer from Streptococcus. It's a bacterium. Well, let's say I want to treat out Streptococcus, whether it's in a person or in an animal. I would take a photograph, an actual magnified photograph of Streptococcus, and then I would broadcast that energy into the human body or into the body of an animal. And that is simply information. And with that broadcast of energy of Streptococcus, the germ Streptococcus in your body would break apart. It would disassemble. Now, again, go back to my original analogy. When a singer, a vocalist, can sing a note and shatter glass with her voice, that's the law of resonance. Well, I perform that same function. I take a germ, and I don't sing the germ, but I broadcast the energy of the germ back into a person. And that information simply unbinds. It simply produces the necessary information for the germ to disrupt, for the germ to lose its geometry. So if a singer can shatter glass with her voice, I can shatter germs with scalar energy.
Well, what if you don't know or the patient doesn't know? They just say, I feel terrible. Nobody can tell me what's wrong with me. They can't tell you what germ it is. Can you figure it out?
I can't diagnose, but the way around that and the way I circumvent that problem is I have the ability to treat for over 25,000 different species of germs. So when somebody signs up for my program, it's rather comprehensive. I have the ability to treat out, to disassemble over 25,000 common germs, pathogens that infect not only people but animals. So with this, if you will, rather universal treatment method, most people and most animals respond quite favorably because, indeed, treating out over 25,000 potential species of germs should help just about everybody, every animal likewise.
These things that are considered permanent, How is it possible that you can get rid of something like hep C, for example? I thought there was no way.
Sure. And that's a good point. When people use drugs, drugs are not, per se, fundamental. I use energy. Energy is fundamental. And with energy, you can do anything. Why? Because energy controls matter. Now, scalar energy, I have come to the conclusion, is responsible for assembling, for bringing together matter. It's also responsible for disassembling matter. So, if I have a scalar energy instrument, which is not an electrical instrument, scalar energy allows me to have control, mastery over a germ. So I simply instruct my scalar energy instrument to break apart a virus or to break apart a bacteria. Now, it's true, and it's been established that drugs are not that effective in eradicating germs. Why? Well, that is not a fundamental force in nature. That is not light. It's a pharmaceutical product. Well, I don't use chemicals. I don't want to use chemicals. To the contrary, I use light, and light is fundamental, and light allows me to have control over a germ. And that's why I can shatter. That's why I can break apart the herpes virus.
That's amazing. Tara, you got something to say there?
Yeah, I was going to say it goes back to a very simple way of thinking is we are all energy, right? And this is prana, this is chi. And tuning into that, I feel like is what you're coming from. In other words, our eyes see these forms, like, you know, I'm looking out of the window and I see trees and my desk and all of these things, but there's so many other possibilities that we're not tuning into that are happening. So what I tell people is, I heard you say something, Tom, yesterday about meditation, and that's really a form of prayer. And I tell people when I'm working with them, you know, take a couple deep breaths. And so it's just a matter of getting to that still moment where these types of things can take place, right?
I agree, and you hit the nail on the head. We are all composed of light, of energy. Energy is the first principle. Energy dictates matter. So we might look at our physical body, and it's beautiful, but I can assure you, light is responsible for assembling our body. I would go as far as to say that scalar energy, scalar light, is responsible for our DNA. So we are indeed light beings. Scalar light has served to compose, to maintain our bodies as well as our minds. And to a certain extent, scalar energy is responsible for the soul, the human soul. So I would say that light precedes creation. Light serves as the instructions for the universe. First, you have intelligence instructions. Then you go about building the universe. Well, what precedes the universe is light, scalar light. So you are correct. We are beings of scalar light. It is scalar light that gives us our intelligence. It's scalar light that gives us our physical composition. That comes first. Then thereafter, we have what? DNA, and subsequently we have a body, the human body.
Years ago, I had on this show, and I'm hoping it was, I'm thinking of the right rabbi. It was a rabbi. He was talking something about the walking stick was his book. It was all about the similarities between ancient ritualistic Judaism and native cultures in North America, First Nations. But anyway, he talked about, I think it was him, I hope so, Gershon Winkler, Rabbi Gershon Winkler. He talked about the idea that for him, God was always there, like a radio station. Now, you need a radio to hear it, but it's there whether you tune your radio into the right number or not. It's still there. And so I think that's kind of what you guys are talking about. The energy is there. You just have to tune in.
Yes.
Right. It's like our cell phones communicate with the tower. You know, we don't know how, but it happens.
Mm-hmm. We only have a few seconds left.
Energy is everywhere.
We do have to go to break, Tom, so we'll be back to talk more about energy and healing energy specifically and pets on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
And anytime you're near, I love you.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Hello, you're listening to Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and I think I hear Paris trying to ask a question here and there. So, Paris, how about I let you begin this segment?
Oh, you know, I was just wondering how people would find someone who was an expert in scalar energy. Do you all have a professional organization, or is there some type of group that they would go to find, you know, find experts?
Thank you. I work principally out of my website, and that is really the, if you will, the beacon that I have right now in order to reach the general public. This is an emerging science, and it takes time for people to understand this and to digest this. So my website is selfhealgo.com. I field questions from that website all day long. Within that website, I have written so many articles about my experience with scalar energy. I think that's a good starting point for many people. There are some good websites out there. I would simply Google scalar energy if you have a keen interest in this. And I'll also mention a scientist that I'm sure many of you are familiar with, Nikola Tesla, T-E-S-L-A. Nikola Tesla was a great scientist that I consider to be the pioneer of scalar energy. Well, what Nikola Tesla was doing the latter part of his life, I am continuing in some capacity. I'm continuing in the footsteps of Nikola Tesla. So if that resonates with you, then indeed you will find this topic quite fascinating and quite promising. It's my consideration that scalar energy, once it is realized and incorporated, will change our lifestyle. Scalar energy will introduce technology that would be unheard of.
Tom, I've heard about treatments where a person, say they have allergies, will bring in the tree pollen or the cat hair they're allergic to, and then that will be placed against their skin, and then they're given some kind of device to hold that's plugged into some kind of current. Is this in any way relating to what you're talking about?
I wouldn't say directly, but let's visit that. I would say there are many ways that we can take the antidote. And as we many times realize, what caused the disease or what caused the condition also serves in some cases as the antidote. Now, if the in-phase angle caused the disease, then many times the reverse phase angle will serve to nullify the disease. Well, that's what I do with scalar energy. There's an energy that causes, that creates, that maintains germs. Well, I simply reverse that energy and cause the germ to break apart. So, if you will, some people use antidotes. I use the same energy, but I reverse it in order to break apart germs.
This method I'm kind of explaining probably not so well, but it seems to go with something called body talk, where the practitioner asks the patient's body to tell the practitioner what's wrong with the body. Are you doing that as well?
I don't necessarily have immediate feedback from the patient. Why? Because when I'm working with this light, I instruct the light to go out and to seek as many germs that are in the body and to simply unbind, to disassemble those germs. So per se, I don't use my tool as a diagnostic tool. Rather, scalar energy, again, is smarter than me. I simply get out of the way, and I let my instruments, my scalar energy light instruments, break apart the germs in the body. It's already pre-programmed. I don't have to change a thing. I simply broadcast the energy into a person. And again, I have the potential to eradicate over 25,000 different species of germs.
Okay, so when you say, are you pointing a device at their photograph, or are you holding a device and looking at their photograph? I'm still not clear how this goes.
Sure. The devices that I have cannot be held in hand. I have a laboratory that is set up. I actually physically take somebody's photograph and I place it inside my scalar energy instrument. Now, it's similar to that of, say, a CD. You could take a CD and place it in a CD player, and what? The CD player will play the symphony or the vocalist sound on that CD. Well, I do the same thing. With a photograph I place of a person, I place that photograph inside my scalar energy instrument, and my instrument then will pick up the energy from that person and make an immediate connection with that person. Again, to use an analogy, it's like two cell phones that can communicate with one another. Well, you can do that. Why? Or with a radio. The radio waves, the microwaves, they exist. You simply have to tap into it. Well, I do the same thing with a photograph. A photograph allows me to tap into the universe of energy.
Today we are talking with Paris Parmenter from Dog Tipper and Cat Tipper, and Tara Ventura from The Magical Matrix. And joining us today for the first time is Tom Palladino. And we are talking about healing energy. I'm scalar energy. And I hope healing energy is a nice way of putting it. Is that a way to describe it?
I think that's appropriate. Thank you.
Okay. So if people have... I was talking a couple of weeks ago to my vet, and I mentioned to him how it seemed to me people and dogs, cats, have the same illnesses often. You know, and some of that's lifestyle. You'll see the out-of-shape person with diabetes have an out-of-shape animal with diabetes, and then it's not so surprising. But sometimes, like with me, I had this mark on my left knee, and so did my dog, for the longest time. And then I got mine removed, he got his removed. You know, it's like we're in perfect sync. And I've noticed with people sometimes, a person will have a heart problem, their dog will take on that heart problem, or so it seems to me. Is this true? Is there a connection?
Yes, I believe there is a connection. Let's first look at telepathy. There is a phenomenon of telepathy. Telepathy is effectuated by scalar energy. In other words, we can communicate with one another or with animals by way of telepathy. An animal can take on your feelings or your suffering, and vice versa. You can take on an animal's suffering. So, yes, there is this connection between people. That connection, call it telepathy, call it intuition, call it what you will, that is a connection of scalar energy. So scalar energy is a information system. And, yes, many people have experienced this information system. Some people call it deja vu. Some people call it woman's intuition. I believe scalar energy is responsible for the human mind ability to memorize and to think. So if we have a communication between a person and a pet, that is normal. And that the means by which that takes place is a scalar energy communication. I am saying that scalar energy serves as the network, as the communication system for the universe.
Well, that's amazing, Tom. All right, everybody, if you want to find out more, go to selfhealgo.com, and you can find out more from Tom Palladino. We've run out of time, everybody, so thank you for being here, Tara and Paris and Tom. It's been great having you on Smart Animal Talk, All Paws Pet Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tara. Thank you.
All right, and to my listeners, we'll be back again next week. Until then, we'll give you some more news. Don't worry, and we'll have some great guests on. Until next week, from Smart Animal Talk and All Paws Pet Talk Radio, and me, Deborah Wolf, be good to your animals.
I'm your doggy,
I'm your doggy.
And I love you,
and I love you,
and you know that.